So, my good boy, I want to try something a little different today, and I'm sure you won't mind. Actually, I'm confident you're going to love it, just like you love everything I make you do. You're my good boy, after all. First things first, though, I'm going to need you to be entirely naked for me. If it's cold, put the heat up and get ready to do as you're told. Today, I don't mind where you are. You can be lying in bed, sitting in a chair, on your couch, even taking a nice bath. All that matters is that you're comfortable and ready to follow my instructions. Last but not least, I obviously want your cock to be hard for me, but don't touch it yet. You probably don't even need to make it hard. You're probably already getting hard listening to me, thinking about what I'm gonna make you do. I want you to be as hard as you've ever been, and ready to fuck yourself from me to me. And of course, I want you to call me Miss the whole time, since you're such a good boy. Here's what I want you to do, Chili. When I say so, I want you to start stroking your hard cock slowly. Pick a nice slow rhythm and make sure you can keep it, because I want you to fuck yourself with that rhythm non-stop till the end. You are not allowed to take your hand off your cock until it's over, and you're not allowed to come until I say so. Since you're such a good boy though, I shall allow you to try to keep yourself from coming early by squeezing your cock hard and take deep breaths before starting again. But if that's not enough to stop yourself from coming, well, you're going to take your hand off your cock and ring your orgasm. Then keep listening to me until the end without touching your cock again, even if it gets hard on you. And it will get hard on you. That will be a fitting punishment for a bad boy who pretends to be a good one. On the other hand, if you're able to hold until the very end, I promise you the slowest, hardest, most satisfying orgasm you've ever had. And it's all gonna be thanks to your miss. Now you better get ready. Stroking is about to start. Now, stroke for me, boy. Keep it slow and keep it steady and listen to me. Don't you wish I was there with you? Don't you wish it wasn't your hand stroking your hard cock but mine? I would have you tied up at my complete mercy as I stroke you slowly, teasingly, torturing you with my pleasure. I can already hear you begging me to go faster, but no. Today, we're taking our time. I want to pick a big orgasm and an equally big load. Begging is useless. Actually, if I was with you, you wouldn't be able to beg. I would have you gagged, probably with my panties, unable to do anything but moan. Oh, how I would love to feel you shiver and quiver under my touch as I take you on a slow road to ecstasy. Your cock would be in heaven with me. I look into your eyes to see the pleasure I give you, see how much you want to come for me already, but I will also see how much of a good boy you are, trying to resist the urge to explode in my hand, doing your best to please and satisfy me. I will be able to see how much I own you, how much you belong to me, and how much you love that. There's nobody else who makes you feel like I do. Not your wife, not your girlfriend, not anybody else you've been with. Only I can make you feel this way. And only I can give you such intense pleasure. That's why you're here, that's why you keep coming back. And that's why you're my good boy. Okay, now keep stroking from me, my good boy. This is only the beginning. How is it going for you? Have you already had to stop and squeeze your cock? That's perfectly alright if you did. I've allowed you to, so as long as you don't come without permission and keep stroking slowly, you may squeeze your cock to try and stop the orgasm. It's only natural that you might have come for me already. I made you hard. I am the one making you stroke, and I should be the one to reward you with an orgasm. So keep stroking for me, slowly. Imagine me with you, my hand locked on your cock as I tell you all the dirty things you inspire me. You're such a good boy, and I want to use you so bad. Imagine me sitting in your lap right now, distantly stroking your cock with my hand, and my sweet wet pussy so close to it. My panties are still in your mouth, but I know what you want. You would want to see on your hard, kneaded cock. You want my pussy to embrace your twitching, horny dick. You want me to take you right here, right now. You want me to fuck you the only way I can. But that won't do. You're my good boy, and my good boy doesn't have any wants. My good boy only has needs, and so you need to take me with you. You need me to fuck you, don't you? But I won't. I won't do it today. Because before you get a water with what you need to deserve it. I don't want you to get it because you've been begging for it, no matter how well you begged. I want you to get it because you've been such a good boy for Miss. Our reward in order, and the first thing for the reward is to keep slowly stroking your cock until you're allowed to come. I know it's difficult to stroke for me and not come, even if you're allowed to stop and keep yourself from exploding. But you've got to do it. That's what it means to be a good boy. You do as I say. You know what? If you do as I say, the reward is more often rewarded. Isn't that right? Good boy. And now let's go back to your imaginations. You're still stroking your cock at a slow rhythm. I'm still with you, and my head and knees are still stroking you. But my panties are not in your mouth anymore. Something else is. Do you know what it is? That's right. My pussy. My soft, tasty, wild pussy. That you're eating with such delight and devotion. You're my good boy. You know what to do. The better you eat my pussy, the harder my grip on your cock. But I won't be going faster, and you're not going to come. Don't you wish I was there with you, really seeing on your face so you can devour my pussy like a good boy? Too bad I'm not, so I live having imagined that it would be like to be underneath me and what my juices taste like. All you have is your hands slowly stroking your cock for me while you listen to me saying all these dirty, filthy things and following all my instructions. Are you still stroking? I hope so. You're a good boy. There's no way you could come already and ruin it. Maybe you're squeezing your cock really hard right now, trying best to not climax because you're my very good boy. And you know you can only come when I say so. Don't stop. I want you to keep coming for me. Aw, did I say coming? I mean going for me. You're not allowed yet. I want you to be desperate for release, needy for pleasure. You will get that orgasm, my good boy, but on my terms only. I own you, your cock, and your pleasure, so I can do whatever I want with you. And what I want at the moment is for you to keep stroking your hard, horny, twitching cock to my voice. My good boy, you have a free hand, don't you? I want you to start using it too. I want you to put it down on your balls and to gently massage them. I want you to build a very nice, very big O for me. Give those heavy balls of yours some loving while your other hand keeps slowly going up and down, her hard cock, twitching cock. Don't you wish I allow you to go faster now that you're also dissing your balls? But I won't. I told you before, today we're going slow. You're going to build an explosive orgasm for me, and you're going to do it because you're such a good boy. Say, what do you think I would be doing if I was with you, dissing you with more than just my voice? We already know that my panties would be in your mouth when you're not eating me out. That is, but what would I be doing with your cock right under slowly stroking it? Perhaps my other hand would be on your balls just like you're currently doing. Or perhaps you had proven me to be such a good boy and I would put my mouth on your balls. Can you imagine it? Me, the miss who owns you, slowly stroking your cock while kissing, lick, and suck your balls. You probably wouldn't be able to resist coming for so long. So I would probably have to stop. I'd be teasing you both your cock and balls. You would be in seventh heaven. Plus, we both know that I wouldn't stop at that. The longer you can last, the dearer I will be teasing you. I will use every part of my body to tease you and torture you till you climax in pure sexual ecstasy. Right now, it's my hand on your cock, but later it would be on my breast, my soft, beautiful breast, slowly bouncing around your needy cock, while you moan in delight and desperation through my panties. Then, if you could last that far, I could take a taste of my sensual mouth. Imagine my lips looking around the head of your cock. There would be so much prickle already, and I'll lick at all of it. I'm confident I could easily deep throat you, and then just as slowly as they went down, my lips would go back up, and you'd hear me slurp all the prickle that is coming out of your cock. I wouldn't stop at once though, as soon as my head would be slowly bobbing your cock again, say, listen, you're trying to make me go faster to let you come? I don't know if I'll let you come yet. You would have to be a really good boy. But if you were, that's when you would be rewarded with my tight, wet, silky, welcoming pussy. And just as slowly as I stroke you, just as slowly as I suck you, I would fuck you. You know, you can come inside of me, no matter how much lookable you are. I would allow you to put your hand on my hips to hold me as I decently ride you. And I would take my panties off your mouth so I could hear you beg for me to let you come. You know how much I love the sound of your begging, boy. Please, miss, let me come. I've been a good miss. Please let me come. How much I enjoy hearing you say those things to me. I could get off on the sound of you begging me alone, talking about you begging to me. I hope you're begging right now. I want you to beg me to let you come. If you lasted this long, slowly stroking your cock while listening to me, you're definitely a good boy. And that's why I want you to beg, because that's the only way good boys get the reward. So beg me. That's my good boy. Begging me just how I told him to. Alright. Let's get you ready to burst. I want you to take one hand that's on your balls off to them and to start licking and sucking your fingers. I don't care if you put one or two or all five in your mouth. I want you to suck at them as if they were mine. As if you were worshipping my fingers. Suck on them real hard and try to not bite them too hard when I let you explode. I bet you can already feel the orgasm in your cock, trying to get out, trying to get free. We're almost there, keep stroking. I want you to feel the orgasm slowly building inside with every stroke. I want you to feel yourself getting closer and closer to the point of no return for me. Moan for me, and suck on your fingers for me. Keep stroking your cock for me, and let the pleasure invade you, and come for me. I want you to come now, and don't even think about stroking faster. I want you to keep going slow through your orgasm. You've been a good boy, and you deserve it. Keep slowly stroking your cock. I want you to milk every single drop of cum for me. And only when you're done milking yourself, you can go off your cock. Until then, keep stroking for me and keep coming for me. You're such a good boy. How did it feel, my good boy? It was good, right? No, don't answer. to stay there. Enjoy that beautiful sensation after you get after a good orgasm. And since I know you want to thank me, my good boy, you're welcome.